Yes, sir. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. What's good? Appreciate y'all pulling up again. It's early with it, too. Man, I'm sleep schedule off, but I'm going to get it right. I'll be up doing other, like, working and stuff. Not, like job-wise, just other stuff I'll be doing. And, you know, I don't know. I found myself low-key napping a little bit more, and I'm starting to laugh. I'm not liking that. I'm trying to get out that habit, but it's low-key helping because, like, I have more energy just to just – I'm up now. So, I was like, yeah. Reason I'm saying this though, cause shout out Bree, Asia, Rachel, Son, damn, Eric. If I forgot you, I'm sorry, but pretty much who else? Nah, damn, if I forgot someone, I forgot some people. But look, I know I be telling y'all, pull up to record, I be slumped, I be slumped too, you know, for it. But look, y'all see what I be doing though, I be up. I be up still. So my apologies, y'all. I love y'all. Please forgive me. Don't understand. But we up early with it. And I was going to talk about, I guess, some people feel like their lives are like really, 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 really like great. And some people are living their best life. You know, some people are. I'm not hating against that. That's what it is. But some people really just think they live in their best life. And it's like all because they base it off what they like off the world, social media, let's say, right? They're like, okay, I'm taking these little trips, so I'm doing this and that, such and such is doing that, so I'm on the same level, so I gotta be doing good. So my life's gotta be based out of this. I'm on that scale with them. And it's like, are you though? Because like, are you going broke to do that, or are you fucking people over to get where you gotta go? Because like, you know, Joe could have got there because he earned to get there. You got there because, you know, you lied to get there. So it's like your life you're really living is like, or you type person, you know, I was like this at one point, you kind of living like as if like your life is guaranteed for the next day, you know? Like you think life is just okay. No issues, no worries. Yeah, I'm nothing to worry about right now. Oh, and the next day, the next week, next year, shit, couple years. Or you are you feeling even entitled, like as if it can never be you? You know what I'm saying? Like you're not thinking like, oh, I got time, or never even thinking like you know, are you feeling as if like you could it can never be you? Like you never even thinking now you won't wake up the next day for say like you know you're gonna wake up the next day. You know everything you got going on is guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? You feel like. Well, I'm surprised you shouldn't feel living like if you're guaranteed next day, even though you are. Yeah, I'm not saying don't live in fear. You know what I'm saying? Of course, like don't live in fear. But at the same time, you can't stay here and live as if like, you know, nonchalant or careless. Because, you know, I'm just putting a little fact to you. 108,000 people die each day. Guaranteed. That's not guaranteed, but that's like the number that's happening right now. You can Google that. It's Googleable. Yeah, I said it. It's Googleable. Google it. 180K don't make it. They don't make it each day. You know what I'm saying? 80 people, right? And you sitting here like, oh, you know what? There's a lot of people in the world, but they probably do the same thing. So they're probably thinking like, shit, I'm only 17. I'm only 30. I'm only that. And then boom, they didn't make it. Football player, NFL player, he retired a couple years ago. Demaryius Thomas, he died. He was only 33. You know what I'm saying? Young Dolph. Yeah, he was shot, but still, he was only in his 30s. So it's just like showing you, like, you're not guaranteed. Like, you know, even your own city not guaranteed. So why are people living? Like, why do you feel you live? Why are we doing that? You're saying here, I just told you some crazy stats, and you're saying, just like, man, I was really living like it can't be me until it is you. And then when it is you, it's too late. Now you're 6 feet deep. Nobody's really caring anymore. Yeah, they had the funeral, but everybody kept the move. What would you leave right now? Like, if you were to die, what would you leave right now? Your family? Your kids, your loved ones. So even your significant other, you know, let's say you and your family beefed out, whatever. And you have a girlfriend at the time, a boyfriend that you've been dating for a couple of years. You're like, you know what? I love this person. Here you go. Type shit. What are you going to leave them, though? You know? What would you be able to leave them? I'm like, could you leave them anything at this time? What do you have to live? Like, what do you have to give right now? Like, life's unexpected. That's what I'm saying. Like, have you ever been at an unexpected funeral? You know, this year. Have you been to one? So far, I've been to one this year. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, It's just when you don't expect that. You know, if you get there and you're there, you're like, wow, like I never thought such and such, or I never expect that from, I never think that it would be, it could happen to them, or, you know, and they thought the same thing, and now they're not here because they thought, like everybody else, they're like, oh yeah, it can't be me until it's you. And you're sitting here living life, you know, kind of like guaranteed, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, life's okay. Life's good. Is life really good? Are you really living your best life? So, you know, you have to fear that, you're talking about they missed out on so much, you know, and then you really sort of sit there. You sort of think about your life, like, damn. You just said, you know, you paid your respects. You sit back at your, you know, in your seat. You're like, fuck. This person here, you know, is gone. They're not here no more. They're going to be no thing. And yet, it's like, you know what I'm saying? And you just, now you start sitting there, you start pondering, you start thinking about your own life, going back, thinking about a whole bunch of all the memories, all the people you might have fucked over, and then you're like, damn, like, you know, my life's not guaranteed. Here I am, living as my life's guaranteed. And not knowing that your life's like in a shitty place right now, or you might think you're in a shitty place. So you start to think, where am I at in my life? You know, what have I done? What would I leave? You know, then the motivation hits. You know, it hits people. It does. People start waking up. Oh, man, I'm not nowhere near where I need to go. Like, what the fuck? They're not nowhere near they're supposed to be. They feel like they're just complacent. They're lazy. They're, you know, lacking motivation. It's just a bunch. You know what I'm saying? So the motivation hits people. You know, some people may change, you know, but they kind of like, it's, you know, they forget and they go back to being comfortable. Let's just say, you know, let's just kind of say they go back to being in that complacency, because they're like, you know what, I was doing this and I didn't see the results, I didn't get that instant gratification. So, or they got that fear, the fear kicks in, so they go back to being comfortable where they were. But being comfortable doesn't just keep you there until it's the end, and you're gonna be living there like with the what is, you know. So we kind of put that fear behind our thoughts, and like, you know, they're there where we just don't want to acknowledge it and say, you know what I'm saying? So like, we get comfortable and we go, the reason I'm being comfortable because it's like, we know we're living in fear. We don't want to acknowledge it. We don't want to, like, we don't want to really come to, like, why are you not doing that? Why are you not? You're fearful. What are you fearful of? The criticism. Maybe the hate, the failure. What, just simply like, what if I do it, but I don't get where I want to be with it? I'm successful, but it's just not to my standard, or not to what my dream was. So you go to being comfortable, you stay in that bubble, you stay where you're, you know, I'm doing pretty cool here, I'm just going to stay here. No, you could be doing more. You should be doing more. So then, you know, I guess that fear is there. So I ask you now, you know, out of 1 through 10, you know, 10 being the best life anyone has, like, you know, ever lived, you know, like a mankind, like, you know, 10, it's like, you know, you're living, you're living, you're doing what you want, you're changing the world, let's say, and you're pretty much making history, right? Your name's even in the history book. And then one being like the bottom of the barrel. Let's just say, like, you're just, life's not good. You're down bad, bro. You know, what would you rate yourself right now? What would you rate your life?
Lifestyle, habits, you know, education wise, financial wise, or just mentally, or you being a person.
What if you had a habit of lying? Are you still lying? What if you had a habit of cheating? Are you still cheating? Like, anything. 1 through 10. How many places have you traveled? You know, how many things you checked off your bucket list? How many things have you, how many goals have you knocked off right now? Yeah, you might be like, well, I'm only this age. Okay, cool. But you thinking like that, and guess what? You're going to create a habit of, like, you know what? You're 17 in there now, then you're 22. Well, I'm only 22. Now look at those 5 years that went by. You know what I'm saying? Between 17 and 22. What did you get done? You look back, you're like, damn, you get too much done. All right, boom. Now 22, now you're 26. And now you're like saying, oh, I'm only 26. And you're like, damn, what I do from 22 to 26 now? And then you go back to even from 17 to 26. Yeah, you're at different ages, different phases of your life. But at the same time, like, what are you really getting done? So now that's what I'm saying. What do you rate yourself right now, 1 through 10? Have you checked any of your bucket list? Do you even have one? Do you have a bucket list? What goals did you accomplish? What have you done so far? Are you proud of? Can you say, so, you know what? I did this. I did that. I bought my damn side. I got it. Cool. If you really feel that way, cool. But if you know truly deep down inside, you're like, you know what? I'm not doing shit. And it's okay. I know I'm not. This is why I'm spreading the word, trying to wake people up on, like, not even like wake, like, but just let people know, like, hey, like, you're not alone. There's a lot of people right now, you know, more than I expect to listen to, who listen to my podcast. And like, you know, I get feedback and let me know, like, yeah, like, I was, you know, I was real shit. Like, I'm not the only one. You're not. It's a lot of people that probably feel the same way. So you rate yourself, and, you know, what would you rate it? 1 through 10. Have you took those risks, or have you lived in fear? You know, were you worried about others? Which one is it? Like, what would you change? So now you rate yourself, you're sitting here, you're like, damn. You know, all right, boom, you got your number, you're sitting. Now, let's get humble. Realistically and honestly, do you like that number? Do you love the life that you have? Let's be real here. That number you got right now, do you really accept that? I ain't going to put my business out there, God forbid. Somebody wrote a 4. And it's okay, though, because you're being honest. You're being open. You know, you're being truthful right now. You're taking time right now to listen and sit here and be like, you know what? I know where I'm at. I know that, yeah, I'm happy, but I'm not doing enough. I'm comfortable because I'm happy. Okay, yeah. And the emotions, it's a roller coaster. That's why I try to just balance. I try to kind of like float, you know. I don't want to just always, because you reach a point of happiness, you're going to try to maintain that. And it's hard because you're going to have some moments of like sadness and some moments of like fails and depression. You're going to lose loved ones. People are going to die. It's going to be death. So it's going to make you, you know what I'm saying? So can't always just expect that level of happiness. So you kind of like float. You got to keep a good balance. So you get that number. Or let's just say you're being, you know, open and you're like, damn, you know, I'm a 6. Real shit. You know, some people think out there, then they're like, you know, I'm an 8. I'm a good 8, 9. Then they think that, but no, bro, you're like a 7, 6. You know, you're all right, you're cool. You're like, damn. You know, you're like, damn. You know, I haven't got anywhere. I haven't done shit. You know what I'm saying? Huge different being a 6, and then you being realistic that, I mean, I'm a 6, and you thought you were an 8, right? Like, we're all imagery creatures. We like looking at things, nice things. You know, you think you were 8, and then, you know, you get right, your picture goes around. Like, let's say back in, like, middle school and everything, back in the high school days, you know, say people used to rate your picture, you know, the TB honest rate. You know, come on now. That made me cringe just doing that. But anyways, we all did it. But fucking, you're doing that, right? And you get rated a 6. You think you 8. Like, this picture's fly. I got the freshest fit right now. You drop that thing. You say, yeah, I'm going to like this girl's pic. Or I'm like her comment. I'm like his comment. And I'm going to like the status. And boom, boom, boom. So you like it. You post your thing out there. You're like, yeah, give me the rate. Give me the TBH. She's like, yo, you know, TBH, you cool. You know, I see you around school. You know, yeah, I thought so. You know, you really like a, you know, you like a 7.5 home value. You know, 6.5, 7. You're like, what? You see what I'm saying? And you think you were 8. It's a huge difference. Not a perfect. You're not perfect, but you know, you just know, like, okay, I know I'm an 8. Like, I know I'm not. I'm way farther better than that. You see what I'm saying? You know for a fact, like, you feel you should be way further better than that. You see? You say you think you're 6 right now or 5, but you're like, you know what? Eli, talking about that, you kind of make good points. Like, yeah, you should be better than that. You want to be up there in that status. You know what I'm saying? You want to, you know, you look good, you feel good. Let's be real here. So now here, how can we add? You know, so let's talk about your love. Let's talk about the life. How can we add to that number you picked? How can we make you go from a 6 out of 10 to an 8 out of 10? Let's just say, you know, sounds a whole lot better, right? You know, wait, give me the rate. You sound like, you know, you was 8 out of 10. You're like, oh shit, 8 out of 10. I'm sexy. You know, then my life's good. You know, running 8 out of 10 of lifestyle. My lifestyle. You think my life's good? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, you do what you do. You have a good life. I see what you're doing. You know, you're living proof of it. You know, fights, all that. Whoop de whoop. But then you get told, oh, yeah, you're just a 6. You're just like, damn, it's crushing almost. Like, shit. 6. You're like, shit, I ain't shit then. At this point, I'm just give me nothing. Then you're like, fuck it. So now it's like, you know, so. Well, think about yourself and, like, what advice would you give yourself right now? Like, there's a split version of you right now. You know what I'm saying? And you right now, this other version can tell you, like, let's just say, hey, they're about to split you, right? And you could tell yourself, you could get to tell the split version, like, hey, this is, like, my second chance to like really just start new, but I gotta tell you, you could pretty much build yourself again in a way. What would you tell you? You know what I'm saying? What would you tell yourself right now? Like you're just as a new, fresh you in the world. What would you tell you right now to help you be the best you, to keep you maintained? Maybe stay away from certain things. You know what I'm saying, bro? Just stay away. Just don't even worry about that. Like this stuff, that stuff. You know, this is cool, that's cool, but don't. You know what I'm saying? Hey, watch out for women. Watch out for men. You know what I'm saying? What would you tell yourself right now? And would you even tell yourself like, yeah, don't even get relationships. Just don't even worry about it. It's just not even worth it. Nobody's really here to date. I was dating the relationship anywhere for marriage anyway. You know, invest in your craft. You tell yourself, hey, you're really skillful at this. Invest in it. You know, you're good at playing a sport. You're good at making music. You're good at designing. You're good at, you know, you're good with technology. You should be an audio engineer or something like that. Would you tell yourself that? No, save your money. I would tell myself that right now. Save, bro. Don't spend a dime. It's not worth it. The only thing, unless you're spending on your craft or it's like you're going like grocery shopping type of deal. That's it. It's not worth it. These are the things you gotta like think about. It's deeper than just telling yourself, "Hey, take care of your mental." What do you mean by that? Hey, if you got some emotion, express it. You know what I'm saying? Wait on dating. Don't even get a girlfriend. Don't get a boyfriend. What goals would you set yourself? Hey, set goals and set reasonable goals and check those all every day. Every day you wake up. Make your bed. Make sure the trash is, you know, check that off. That's so simple because I just teach you being routine or just getting like that's if you wake up and have your bed done, you're gonna get things done. Because most people make their beds, accomplish and knock out little goals after the day, but if people don't make their beds, they say they don't even get shit done. They're pretty much just SOL, which is insane. I know we're gonna sleep back in there, but still, I mean, it's just a quick little 1-2 skip to my loo, you know. So, you want to get to the end. You want to get to like the end and the end of this, and not feel like, oh shit, I could have done that. You know, like you want to look back on this life as you're getting better. I had this opportunity, and you want to take those opportunities, or you don't want to sit there and miss those, or think about, you know, the check. Think about the checklist that you made. Always keep that prioritized first. Always keep that up there. You know what I'm saying? What would you like to look like? Who you are? Who you proud of? Who would you like to be a part of? Would you like to go down history? Would you like to be make a statement on this earth? Like I use Kanye's example. Like everybody talks about, but like this man is really trying to change the world. He's talking, trying to fix the homeless crisis in Los Angeles. They had the worst homeless in America, I think, in the world, honestly. The worst homeless crisis, he's trying to fix that. And that's huge. That'd be history. That'd be game changing. Elon Musk. You know, so people like, it's just, you know, y'all have y'all things about him, like I gotta say, but yes, these people are really trying to do, like, leave a mark. You see? Like, their lifestyle is not a 6 out of 10. You know, damn near 10 out of 10. These motherfuckers wake up and say, you know what? I want to do this and I'm going to do it. And they did that. So, you don't want to look back and miss out on like one of these ultimate success stories that you have, or this ultimate better impact that you have. But you got to keep that checklist prioritized, keep that goal list. If you were to tell yourself, what would you do? And that way you can keep up with what you want to gain in life. And you never lose that passion of gaining what you want in life. I feel like every day you should always want to keep gaining and better yourself. And that's how you can, I feel that's how you kind of keep your life, keep progressing from being a 6 to an 8, and an 8 to a 9 or 8 point, you know what I'm saying? It keeps going. So now, if you're 6 out of 10 right now, what do we got to do? What can we do right now to keep, you know, just keep shooting up, like for real, like hard facts, you know? So over the next 365 days, you know what I'm saying, coming up, you know, the years are over, you know, what do I need to do? What I need to change? Is it your health? You know, examples like you're not working out, you know, you smoke heavy, you drink a lot, you know, you gotta do this in moderation, you know, too much is gluttony, you know what I'm saying? overdo it, and you know, that's what happens. You got bad consequences. You know, you're just not active in general. It's like, yeah, you just, you know, you're not doing no drugs or anything. You're not eating bad, but you're just not being active in general. That could be a problem. Just you eating and just sitting in the crib and just, you know, just booed up and laid up or just playing the game, that's, you know, that's not healthy. You got to get some, like, you know, a little hobby, like something outside, and at least the gym or jog for a little bit. Is, you know, for example, it's my job. It's your job. You know, is it your finances? Maybe take a whole year to, you know, to get right, but make a plan to create a movement of change going forward. You see what I'm saying? Like, okay, you know what? I know that this job that I got, I need to upgrade it, but it's not bad. I just need a budget, or I just need to really just sit back and just, you know, maybe pick up a second job, get, you know, ask for a raise. It's okay. Speak up. There's jobs. Yes, people are in a pandemic. There's a lot of jobs out there. There's still places hiring out there. If you have, let's say, like me, I know I got a decent solid job right now, which is cool. But I know I can easily pay me a little side. And the time that I have, the time that I have on the side, I can easily pay me a nice little side job. And just boom, 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 I have double income. Three sources ain't coming out because, you know, I trade and everything. So it's like, you know, you just got to really sit here and create a movement of change, even if it's just small change. It can be small, it's the smallest little step of change, but it's still a movement of going forward. And you know, as long as you take steps forward every day, you're not going backwards. That's what it is. The days you don't do nothing, you may feel like, oh, you know, I didn't do nothing, but I didn't do nothing bad. It's okay, yeah, it still didn't do nothing. So in a way, it's still bad because you did nothing, you know, nothing good, nothing bad, but I guess it was still nothing. So always do a small movement to keep going forward. Always keep finding yourself. That every day is you're finding your purpose. You may not know it now, you know. You may not know who you are now. That's why you're telling yourself, like, you know what? My life is pretty not. It's not that bad. I'm like a 7, you know, 7.5. I just feel like I don't really know what to do with myself right now. I understand that, and we get there, and that's gonna come with time. But this is when you gotta start experimenting. You gotta things that catch your eye. You know, curiosity kills a cat. The things that we find curious. See if you can, like, invest in that. See if you can, like, learn from that. See if that's something you can, like, that you, like, it could be the littlest thing. You like taking pictures of nature. Like, you know, like being outside and just looking at nature. Go out there. Bring a camera with you. You might take some fire flicks. You know, you might see something you never know. There's a lot of things that you can just start doing to build off and go further with it. If you just apply, you know, just apply that pressure. Apply that, you know, to yourself. Apply that pressure to yourself and hold yourself to that standard that you have. Once you find that's that thing that the thing that, like, that you wake up to, and you're like, you know what, when I get off of work, because let's say you're not there yet, let's say when I get off of work, I know what I'm about to do. I got this, which that makes you happy. It's like, cool. Because when I want to be at my job, I'm thinking about, all right, my next episode, how I'm record, boom, what I need to get. Looking significant, I'm all day, so I'd be like low key getting distracted. That works. I'm like, let me tighten up, you know, it's just things like that. Because I kind of know what I like to do, what makes me happy. So once you find that's gonna come real, real easy, real quick, it's kind of gonna open up your eyes more to the path you're gonna start taking. So now you have this checklist, you need to mark it off, and you need to start, you know, knocking this checklist out with what you listed, you know, whether it's family, you know, relationship with your kids. Your mindset, your bank account, your job, your finances. There's a list that you told yourself that you're going to stick to for the next 300, you know. And it could be, I want to say make it too long. You could have put 5 to 7 things. You could put 10 things. But even, I know before a couple years back, I made a list. It was like, I think it was like over like 100 something things. But it was like a whole bunch of little stuff, right? And I was like, I'm going to just kind of like compound it on. Like, I'm going to knock it out. But every day I'll look at that list, and it was like kind of cool because I'll be like, oh, I did that, I forgot, boom. And I'll go back and I'll repeat it. And then some of those things I repeat became good habits. Like, that's how I started reading more. That's how I started, you know, being active. Like, I started like swimming more. I like to swim, so I started picked up swimming. Or I said, hey, I want to start, I need to like learn, I need to last year. So I was like, get back in school. So I picked up school again. That was actually cool. And I took a semester off, but it's just things like that I created a list that I stayed applied with, because I had so much on that list that every day I looked at it, it was like, there's something new. It's like a little mission. You create, like, it's like your life. You just start creating your life for you, because you know things you got to start knocking out. You set yourself up, And that's what you gotta do. Give yourself something to do. People don't have nothing to do. Give yourself something to do. Create a list of things that you feel like you like, you know, I'm not doing shit. Let me create something that I need. All right, let me find a craft. This, I started sketching, getting into designing now. It's like designing clothes and stuff. I would be at work just doodling a lot, just graffiti, different type of like working with different like, you know, abstract like shapes and everything. I was like, this is pretty cool. And I was like, you know what? Let me see how I could try to, on my job, hopped on a computer, started, you know, adding on there, and boom, now I just do that now. And I take time doing that. So it's all the things you can do to that you, once you have this list on, once you can keep on with and keep it up. So you got the list, you know, these are the things that you need to have the tunnel vision on now, the list you create. If it's a lot, a little bit, long, short, however you did it. But you got a tunnel vision on the list you create. Like straight up just have like this vision of like, hey, this is what I'm. If you tell your significant other, you have one in your family, hey, y'all, you know, for the next, you know, like two months, I'm about to be really just, you know, this is my routine, this is what we doing, boom, 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 boom. And that's okay. That is okay. They got to respect that. You should be able to grow with your partner. It should be a two-way hustle. It should be not a one-way thing. You should be able to grow with the person you love and with the family you have, if you have one. Or even with the person, even if you have y'all together. Even, you know what I'm saying? Hey, even if y'all just family, it's you and your brother, y'all both bros, or y'all both sisters. You know what I'm saying? Y'all sisters are your brothers, and y'all just live together. Or y'all just going back and forth, just telling each other. Y'all go hold each other accountable like that. But this, you got to tell me, you gotta have tunnel vision. Like, hey, family, hey, friends. Like, this is what I'm about to be doing for the next couple of times, for the next, you know, year. This is what I'm about to be really on, so you might not hear from me. Or I might not be really going out like that. Nothing against y'all, because I'm trying to save. Or I'm trying to work out, so I'm not going to eat out as much. So I'm not going to go out with y'all like that. It's no offense. It's just you got to, this is what you're saying. This is the life you're creating now. This is your lifestyle. Your life is like, hey, I see some of you guys, you know, 8s, 9s, 7s, you know, da da da. I'm like a 4 or 5, man. You know, my lifestyle's pretty fucked up. You know, I have a gut, or I smoke too much, or you know, I'm broke, or you know what, I need to go back in school. I feel like I'm dumb as rocks. You know, I feel like I'm losing like my niche. You know, I need to get those relationships. So I need to start fresh. I need to be single for like self love. It's just things like that that you gotta tell yourself, like, oh, I'm not there yet. So I want to upgrade my life. So, yeah, I'm like a 6 right now. I'm trying to get like an 8, 8.5. You know what I'm saying? So let me just do this for a little bit. And that's okay. So you have tunnel vision on that. On that list you created. One thing you need to get done. You need to get this from a 6 to an 8. Over the next year, you need to be the sharp. You have to have the sharpest of those things. You have to have the sharpest mind. You have to have that tunnel vision, like, you know, mindset that said, you got to stay focused. It's okay. Get greedy. Get selfish. You got to, because we're not guaranteed time. You know, we take time for granted. Time is one thing we can't get back. The only thing we're guaranteed is life is death. That's one thing we're guaranteed. And you don't know when it's coming. That's the one thing about time. Time is it's the most expensive thing out there, because we spend it, but we don't know how much left we have. We don't know how much time we have left after we spend it. You know what I'm saying? We're willing to spend it on people. We don't take that risk, you know what I'm saying? Want to work, you know what I'm saying? It's something we're gonna gamble away, but we don't know how much we have left, because that's what you do, and guess what? Boom, lights out. So get greedy if you have to. Get selfish right now if you need to. It's time to go. You gotta go. You know what you need to do, what you're at right now, to get from the 6 to an 8, or shit, to get the 6 out of 8, to get the 6 out of 10, to become an 8 out of 10. Well, what does that look like? Focus in on that today. Have the plan for the next 365 days, but focus on the day. So every day you focus on that day. You know you have 365 days. You know you got the next year. Don't focus too deep in the future. Just take it day by day. Focus on that day at that moment. But focus on what that day looks like. Every day you wake up, be okay, cool. I got 3 goals I need to knock out. I got these 3 things. I need to run 2 miles. I need to meal prep for the week because it's Monday. And I need to read 2 chapters of my book. That's it. It could be something simple like that. You do that right. Then the next day you up, you say, I need to read 4 chapters. I need to work. I need to run, still run 2 miles. And I'm going to do yoga, right? You do that, boom. Then it's Wednesday. All right, I'm not working, it's my rest day. So I'm going to still do yoga, boom. Still read my 2. I'm going to go back to just read my just 2 chapters, boom. And then I'm going to add in, you know, something that you like. Like you like the game. So I'm going to stream for a little bit. Stream for like just an hour, boom. And then now you have your list every day, and you can start doing those things. You start just becoming, you know, things that make you happy. You're going to start having a routine. You're going to start growing, and your life is going to change with it. You're going to have a good, positive, more mindset with things, how you go forward. This will become like a big shift. a big positive change in the mind and like your overall like well-being. It's just like it would just compound like every day, because like you're just building, like it's like a snowball effect. Just how, you know, like you do bad shit and people be like, oh, it's like snowballing over because like you didn't do that, it's another did that. It's the same. It's the same thing. Just cause bad, it happened bad, it happened good. So it's gonna be compound over every day and just build it to something more. It's gonna be a big ass wave. It's gonna be like a, like imagine like Goku dropping, you like Goku dropping like a spirit bomb type shit. It's crazy, right? So you're gonna have that, and you're gonna realize in like the, like yeah, in a year, like how drastically life changed. You're gonna be like, damn, like not even a full year, you know, 4 months now, 6 months now. You know, you're like, damn, I'm already, I'm up where I'm supposed to be at, or I'm kind of already surpassed it. Don't get comfortable. That doesn't mean get comfortable. That means you keep going. Imagine that, you know, and you're only at an 8 out of 10. So imagine, you're like, let's say, all right, I'm at 8 out of 10. This is how it feels like. I'm comfortable. I can kind of create how I want to do. I wanted to, you know, right now, like me, like I'm like my part of me, like a more of a studio type environment, so I could create more, have more content here and everything. And it's becoming slowly over time, like it's looking like that. I'm just like, yo, like it's crazy how fast it started to move. And I planned this out a while back ago, but now that when I actually initiated it, it's like awesome, it's going. So what if, you know, you go beyond that, you know, 9 out of 10, you got a 10 out of 10, you know, you're fully functioning on all your levels of your life because you focused on each day for 365 days, and it built into the life you imagine. You know, each and every single year, you literally wrote a story, a book about yourself. You know, every year you do that. You write some goals out every day, some more every year, and you live those. You're literally writing a story. You can look back on and be like, damn, I could do a tell-it-all book. Like, my life was crazy. Yeah, I was down bad. All I had was, like I tell people sometimes, me and my boys just say, all I had was me and my dick. That's all you got. And you're just out here down bad on your ass. It's like, shit, just sitting your thumbs, you know. And then you look back where you're at now, it's like, fuck, I came a long way. And you're proud of it. You should be damn proud of it. Especially, let's just say you're listening to this now. You're like, Eli, you know, keep talking your shit. You know, you're talking good gems, but I'm already surpassed this. You know, you need to catch up. I respect that, because I know some people listening to this, like, yo, they've already been at a 4, been at a 3. Shit. Felt like they were at a negative, you know. And now they've really, they're like, yo, I'm damn proud. You should be proud. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, just don't ever get comfortable, because you always do more. You always do better. There's always more you can do and you can pass on. So you literally wrote that story, and now you you lived it, you know. And you see, like you do how you want to feel. You see how you were living, you know, from a 6 to a 7, you know. You see that shift change. And it's just crazy how you realize how drastic it was from, it's like a night and day. And you listen to this, and you know, you wanted to change for better, and that's what it comes down to. You listen to this, but you want to accept to be a 5, keep being a 5, keep being a 6. But if you got this far, you know you want to be more than that. So now it's time to just change. So if you like this episode, man, I appreciate your listening. If you like this episode, please, you know, drop a comment, like, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? I got the link in the bio for my other, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, and everything. But please, please, please give me some feedback, give me some remarks. I appreciate y'all. Y'all been doing great. Let me know how y'all liked. More content coming soon. More episodes gonna become more consistent. I might just start dropping, not every day, but at least about 4 times a week for y'all. So I got y'all. But I have some more guests too, like, you know, boom, 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 knocking shit out for y'all. So thank you for listening. I mean, I'm upside now. We all have started potential. Us, all the stars in the universe are above us, and the water is above us. All that's living has starlight energy. It's found in us. So that means you have star energy, starlight potential in you. Do not let anybody kill your light. Do not let anybody kill your shine. I appreciate y'all for listening once again. Thank y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. Love.